they've let me down. No, absolutely no question about it. Change formation, nothing to do with the formation or anything that we're doing. We fell asleep from the corner. We only went through those things yesterday, and that worries me that, you know, if this player's at this level, and that's so frustrating, the levels that you played at yourself, you just switch on, you naturally do it, but at the moment, I just look at it, and it's just a short corner, one's only gone out, ball's in the box, does run on a header, and it's 1-0, and all of a sudden then, it gets nervy because of the position that we're in, you know, so that's a major disappointment.
And so, are they hearing you but they're not listening, do you think?
Well, can they take it on board? You know, sometimes this is the levels that we are. You know, we're here for a reason. Then the second goal was just a little ball in, spun off, bang, it's a deflection, it's in the back of the net and it's 2-0. You know, but give credit to them, second half, we come out, we had a little bit more fight, still won't put enough balls in the box yet from good areas, which we had. You know, a couple of good corners have gone in, and the little lad, Sinclair's heading it out from, 6 yards out with no pressure on him. No, we've got to be ruthless. We look a big side, but we certainly, at times, we look frail and weak.
Are there trends then that are worrying you?
Well, we're conceding poor goals. Are we really taking our chances? We broke away probably 4 or 5 times in that second half to go and create, to go and put that final thread ball through, and we just can't for some reason complete it. You know, they're trying, but it's the quality that's lacking us down. And then there's not one in there that could say, you know, the quality was good, and you know, so it's worrying. You know, and I can understand the supporters' frustration, because there's nobody more frustrated than me and Andy Porter at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously made their feelings known at the end.
Yeah, right. I'm 100% with them. You know, I think a lot of them, the ones with a bit of common sense, knows what's going on. And I've got in what I have with what money I've been given. And at the moment, it's not good enough.
You touched on a topic that you've... If you extend it, might be leadership. Michael Rankin, when he came on, seemed to be trying to dictate the play from the front. Do you want a bit more of that through the team?
Well, you do, but I'm a great believer. Talk is cheap. You know, I think we've got a lot of chirpers that are waving their arms around without doing their own jobs. They've got to concentrate solely on their own jobs. And once they start getting that little belief, then they start to pull other players in and around them. But, you know, closing out, yesterday's training was fantastic. And, you know, and I thought, here we go, you know, it looked good. But then the goal and the position we're in is just deflated the group, and we concede the second, and then you could just see that we whimper through to half time.
Just lastly for me, what did you say to them at the end tonight? Is it broadcastable?
No, home truths. You know, one or two are speaking up as usual, the same ones that actually care. Some of the others have gone quiet. You know, they need to have a good look at themselves. Well, I certainly look at myself 24/7. You know, we're saying there, do I go to Burton Saturday? Ports goes to Chester. You know, because everything that we do, I know that exactly what you do in league football, we're prepared. But at the moment, some aren't doing their jobs.